acknowledging that. The book that was sealed up was not the book of Revelation, but that portion of the prophecy of Daniel which related to the last days. The scripture says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." That would be a end of a time prophecy. "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." That's the Millerite movement, understanding the time prophecies during those time periods. Continuing on, she says, "When the book was opened, the proclamation was made, time shall be no longer." See Revelation 10:6, and she's spoken many places about time shall be no longer in Revelation 10:6. That's the end of prophetic time. Continuing on, she says, "The book of Daniel is now unsealed, and the revelation made by Christ to John is to come to all inhabitants of the earth. By the increase of knowledge, a people is to be prepared to stand in the latter days." Now, this took place in the Millerite movement, but she's not talking about the Millerite movement because she's making this statement after the Millerite movement, since she's talking about an increase of knowledge in the latter days. So she's talking about a repeat. There was an increase of knowledge in the Millerite movement, but there will be an increase of knowledge at the end of time. So the question is, can we know what the increase of knowledge will be about? Two paragraphs later, she identifies it for us. She says, "In the first angel's message, men are called upon to worship God, our Creator, who made the world and all things that are in. They have paid homage to an institution of the papacy, making of no effect the law of Jehovah. But there is to be an increase of knowledge on this subject." On what subject? On paying homage to the papacy and making no effect the law of Jehovah. What's that? It's the Sunday law. She says there's to be an increase of knowledge from the book of Daniel that prepares God's people to stand, and the increase of knowledge will have to do with the Sunday law. It's not about time prophecies that have been sealed through the providence of history, as in the beginning of the movement. At the end of the movement, there's an increase of knowledge on the Sunday law. Brothers and sisters, this increase of knowledge is what's identified in verse 41 of Daniel 11. Verse 41 of Daniel 11, "He, the king of the north, shall enter, shall conquer the glorious land." The glorious land is the United States. Verse 41 is identifying a Sunday law in the United States. Verse 40 is describing the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989 through an alliance of the Vatican and the United States. Brothers and sisters, Revelation 13, we've understood it correctly for years, always correctly. The United States is the power that's going to force the world to worship the beast of Catholicism. It's the power that's going to implement the Sunday law, empower the mark of the beast. That's always been correct. Revelation 13 is correct, but it's simply telling us that it would happen at some point in time.